Bill Owens, congratulations. A wonderful victory for you. A basically Republican district. You're a Democrat. You pulled it out. And I know it got very dirty there in the end. Is it like hockey where you beat each other over the heads and then, you know, everybody walks out with their arms around each other? Or is there a residue?
Well, you know, I think it does depend to some degree on how well you know your opponent. Unfortunately, I don't know Matt that well, so I'm not quite sure what his feeling is coming out of this. I can tell you that I accept it largely as part of the process. I try not to take it too personally, and I, you know, am always trying to learn from these experiences.
So, did you ever have consultations and say, hey, cut it out, that's not nice? Did you guys ever try to work it out a little bit, or was the approach to just bloody you as much as he could?
I think that would certainly be my sense. We did not have any, if you will, sidebars on these issues. We, you know, just went about doing our jobs, and each side took, you know, their positions and put them forward. But no, there was no conversation that went back and forth. I think the real problem, from my perspective, is that really the issues were not, in large measure, laid out factually. They were colored by the way in which principally the television advertising went out.
It must have also, I hate to say this about the profession, but it must have also been a field day for newspaper guys who love to eat on the carrion.
Well, clearly there was a lot written, no doubt about it. Every time a new ad came out from either side, it was certainly right out there being either criticized or positively commented on. I think that it's just part of this process that we're going through, whether it's down here in D.C. about the current fiscal cliff crisis that we're going through, or it's an election. It's virtually all of the same unfortunate rhetoric that comes out.
While this was all going on, did you ever think you'd lose?
Did I ever think I would lose? I knew it was going to be a very tight race. No doubt about that.
So do you have to prepare yourself in case you do lose?
Absolutely.
How do you do that?
Well, I think what you have to be able to say at the end of the day is, did I do my best?
Right.
Right? Can I sleep at night? And if I could say to myself, yes, and I did sleep at night, then I was comfortable with the outcome.
Does your family suffer during a time like this?
Absolutely. I think it may be more stressful for the family than it may even be for the candidate.
So how do you do that? How do you handle that?
By talking it through on a regular basis with your family as the issues come up, having those conversations. The other thing, truthfully, that my wife did was she stopped watching commercial television.
How old are your kids?
My kids are all adults. They're, you know, the three of them are all adults. The youngest is 28. So
it's a lot better than when they're, you know, 9 years old and somebody in class says something to them.
That's right. I think that would be a much more difficult situation. I do have grandchildren who are young, but they don't live in the area, so they didn't see the commercials.
Now, you're what we call a blue dog Democrat. Obviously, it's a conservative district. It's made up of Republicans. Extraordinary that you keep winning as a Democrat. And it seems to me that there may be some people where you are willing to split the difference with the other side. Some of the more liberal and progressive groups in Washington, they just want to get you elected. They don't care what you say. Is that right? They want one more guy in the conference.
I think that that's a mixed blessing, if you will.
Yeah.
I think that I think if you have thoughtful reflection on why you're taking a particular action, even if people don't agree, they will respect it.
Right.
And so what I'm looking for is to be able to articulate the reasons why I'm taking a particular position. And sometimes it's nothing more than it's my belief that that is what the district would want me to do.
But is there ever a time that the Democrats in Congress ask you to do something that you just don't want to do. You can't do it. Your district won't like it. It could cost you election the next time. And you've got to go to Pelosi or whoever it is and say, hey, I got to be off the hook on this.
Absolutely. I wouldn't say that it happens every month, but it certainly happens every couple of months. And, you know, I just indicate that this is when I'm asked, I indicate how I'm going to vote. Sometimes I get pushback on that. Sometimes I don't. But I'm very clear with people, A, how I'm going to vote, and B, what the reasons are for doing it, so that people don't feel that it is simply a whimsical activity on my part, but it's actually thought through and one that I've given some consideration to.
Now, if you're, you know, a guy from the Bronx with an accent and you say, Nancy, let me off the hook on this thing. My people are killing me. They're likely to get an answer from either the majority leader or the speaker or somebody or the whip who say, your people don't even know who you are. And they're all Democrats anyway. So go away and do what we tell you. Whereas somebody who's up in the North Country of New York is a precious vote that they would really want to hold on to. When I used to teach politics, I always talked about in the tank or off the hook. You're in the tank or off the hook. Can you tell us what the issues which were the most contentious in the campaign were?
Well, certainly, I think that the health care bill was raised by the other side quite a bit as an issue. My own belief is that the district, the state, and the country were moving more towards accepting the Health Care Act, particularly after the Supreme Court decision, and understanding that we needed to move forward. And I always made it very clear. I voted for it, but I understood that as we implemented it, we would likely have to make changes in order to make it better. I continue to be of that mind. But that was certainly a huge issue that was focused on. And then sort of connected to that was this whole issue of taxes, which in many respects was not really an accurate statement. And the third big issue, obviously, was Medicare and that $500 or $700 billion issue,
which was
a complete fabrication.
Red herring. Yeah, you're talking about the Republicans saying that you guys were raiding Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting. Now, what did the Plattsburgh Republican and any other papers have to say about this race?
You know, this is sort of interesting. Most of the race was covered in the blogs, as opposed to in the newspaper.
Which blogs?
Maury Thompson at the Glens Falls Post-Star, Brian Amaral up at the Watertown Daily Times, and then occasional articles in the Plattsburgh Press-Republican.
Now, do people read that stuff?
You know, that's a good question. And I don't know the answer to that.
I mean, I have a blog, but I don't know who reads it. Yeah.
People's sources of information, I think, were primarily television ads, the candidates' interactions with them in the public forums, and then to a lesser extent, really in the newspapers.
And also, how many people just remember you, remember who your law practice, remember your partner, remember, you know, your now departed partner, and just have an affection for you?
Well, obviously, we hope lots. And we think that was one of the factors in the election.
Well, listen, it's great to talk to Bill Owens. Bill, when you're back, you know, in the saddle again and having savored a win like this, it's got to be great for you. And we appreciate so much your being with us. And when we come back the next time, let's talk a little bit about the cliff.
Thanks, Alan.